In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In the Gospel of John, we hear that the Word made flesh is the light which is coming into the world that will enlighten everyone, from the first chapter of John. Also from the Gospel of John, we hear from the mouth of Jesus himself, I am the light of the world. Here in the Gospel of Matthew, as we heard it today, he says to the disciples, and by extension, to you and to me, you are the light of the world. That's a bit different. I'm comfortable saying that God made flesh is the light of the world, and he has the capacity to enlighten every person. I'm not so sure about us, though. He said we're the light of the world. We're not so good at it sometimes. But he said it. What does it mean? Well, the prophet Isaiah, as we heard today, says, if you will loose the yoke of oppression, if you will let the captive go free, your light will shine forth as noonday. And the glory of God will be your rear guard. If we will do this releasing of burdens. Now, I very much enjoy the developing of sermons or classes when multiple streams of thought during the week sort of come together. And this question of us being the light of the world was a thing that's the first thing I underlined this morning in the Monday morning last week when I started working on my sermon. But in the day before that, someone had asked me a question. They said, what are we freed from? In redemption and salvation, what are we freed from? Here's in our collect today, brought it to the same question. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins. What is the bondage of sin? I think we have to understand what sin is first. Sin is an action that divides me from God, divides me from my neighbor. A disloyal act. An act where I am willing to take advantage and injure someone else for my own self-image, my own good, my own benefit. And we all know, as it's been said in many times in many places, then let's just pick one of the sins, let's pick a lie. If you lie on Tuesday, what are you going to have to do on Wednesday? You're going to have to lie again to cover it up. And then you're going to have to do it again on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And everybody knows that if you've had too much whiskey on Friday night and you have a hangover on Saturday, what's the best cure? More whiskey. Sin sells itself to you as the solution to the problem it created. And without breaking that bond, see, we don't feel like we have a choice. If I have failed you in some way, I feel like I need to cover that up. I want to be accepted, so I don't want you to know my failure. So I cover it up, and I cover it with another sin and another sin. That's bondage to sin. I'm bound. I have no choice. I see no choice. The only way that bondage to sin, that cycle, that self-destructive, isolating spiral can be broken is if I can be forgiven. If someone who I have hurt says, yes, I know what you did to me, I will not allow it to break communion between you and me. You don't have to cover it up. You don't have to make excuses. I know you did it. But I am not rejecting you because of it. I'm free. I don't have to cover it up again. Because if I don't believe in forgiveness, I have no other choice but to continue to cover and sin. We ask in our collect for God to free us from the bondage of sin. Well, he's forgiven us. We declare that. We preach it. We sing it. We say it in the Eucharistic prayers. But do we really believe in God's forgiveness? I think the barrier to believing in God's forgiveness is that we think God is like us. Why am I less than willing to be totally honest with other people? Because I believe they'll hold a grudge and not really forgive me. And we think the same thing about God. We're not really and completely convinced of God's forgiveness. I don't have to cover up my sins in front of God, but I don't really quite believe that. Because I think God is like us. And do we not have enough evidence that in Christ God has forgiven us? He doesn't condemn the woman caught in adultery. He cleanses the leper. He heals the demon possessed. And while hanging on the cross, he forgives the people who put the nails in his hands. And yet we don't really believe he's forgiven us. There's a reason that in the Eastern tradition, the icon of Jesus on the cross is called the King of Glory. Because it's in that moment that the absolute glory of God's forgiveness was shining its brightest. If that's when the glory shines the brightest, in the moment of forgiveness, maybe that's how we become the light of the world. Not by being forgiven, but by forgiving. I would have thought it quite arrogant of us to think we were the light of the world. But Jesus says we are. We believe that God releases the yoke of sin and guilt and breaks people free from the bondage of sin. That's God's job. And I thought that until this week. Maybe it's our job to break the bondage of sin. Maybe when there's a sinner in the same church that I'm praying in, I'm supposed to make sure that they know that I do not hold that sin against them. That they don't have to cover it up. That they don't have to make up for it. They don't have to make excuses. They're forgiven. And that's an action I can take. Not as a priest, but as a Christian. When someone comes into our midst who has failed in some way to honor God, or failed in some way to honor other persons, and maybe failed to honor, and maybe even done damage and abuse to people who are closest to them, do they believe in God's forgiveness unless they see us do it? That means we can free people from the bondage of sin. May sound like more than you signed up for. But Isaiah says it. If you will free people from their bondage and let the captive go and feed the hungry and release the prisoner, your light will shine forth. Now, of course, it's the light of God's forgiveness in us. It's not my own. But we have the capacity to set people free from the bondage to their sins. Until I thought about this week, I would have said, that's a God thing. I have nothing to do with that. I've changed my mind. We can do that in this place. And yes, even though it sounds absurd, we can be the light of the world. Both of those things given to the church, given to the body of the faithful, given to those who identify Christ. If he hadn't said it in his word that we can release the bondage and we are the light of the world, I thought it was too much for us. But because he said it, both of those are ours. We ought to be about the business of setting people free from their sins, and in doing so, shine to the world. Amen.